Every Lent, we've mainly emphasized the fact that it's a personal time for God to stretch us. That scripture that we've been sort of been dominated by lately in Matthew 25, verse 6, when it says, "Behold the bridegroom." And then it says, "Come out and meet him." It's amazing scripture, and just a few little technical things that are so extraordinarily romantic. The language there is that he's crying out. And he cried out, and that cry echoes every single day. Behold, the bridegroom. And then the language is to come out, to keep coming out. Never stop coming out. To meet with him face to face. We've been talking about that because the Lord has come to us, calling us to a new place in him. It never stops. There are always new places in the one whose riches are immeasurable. And once again, it's as if we're always starting over. It's as if this is a whole new church all the time. It's as if he's always making all things new. And once again, he's crying out saying, "Behold, the bridegroom has come to you. Now respond. Come out to meet him. Whatever is required of you, whatever you have to leave behind, just keep coming," as he continues to cry out again and again and again, and meet with him face to face so that he can do in you what he wants to do, so you can move to the next place, fresh breakthrough. The psalm that I read earlier, Psalm 42, is from the Passion Translation. You ought to go get one of those. They're working on the whole Bible, but it's just several books. And it's remarkable. Song of Solomon, the Psalms, the Gospel of John, the Writings of Paul. Lent is about personally longing for the more he's come to give us, and then asking him to search our hearts. Now, like Zephaniah, passage of Scripture, "Lord, take up your lantern and search all the corners of my heart for anything that might rival you, anything that would keep me back from running to you to receive what you're offering." But what I've come to realize, in light of the fact that we've been praying so much and talking so much over the last months about God wanting to bring us congregationally, Selma, beyond Selma, in this environment of revival, into this new place where Christ is able to be on full display in purity and power and a lovesick dwelling place. You personally, us as a parish, Selma as a city. And we've talked again and again about what that represents. Not just holiness, but the ministry of Christ and signs and wonders. He wants us to go for it all. And for us to have it all, he's got to take it all first. But I believe that Lent has fallen at just the perfect time. That therefore, we congregationally are to go out to meet him. Lent lasts for 46 days, even though it commemorates the 40 days of Christ in the wilderness. It actually lasts for 46 days because the Sundays, the six Sundays, even though they're not part of Lent, they're in Lent. Now, I used to question, well, why do we celebrate the season of repentance when every Sunday in the calendar is a mini, M-I-N-I, Easter? And what's evolved over the years is that most people don't go to church every day and do the rhythm of Lenten disciplines. That many only go to church on Sundays. And so if you don't do the Lenten discipline then, they won't even get Lent at all. And that's just part of our culture. Now, if you get to come during the day at our noon services, our noon Eucharist, you'll get to experience the sort of rhythm of all that. It seems like I travel during Lent, so I'm thrilled about going to Africa with the team that's going Sunday. But I hate missing the first 2 weeks of Lent. But I will celebrate Lent there with them. And we're going to see God do extravagant things in this extravagant season. But I believe it's time for us, and we're going to do this every year, is to make a corporate effort. Of course, you're going to press in. Of course, you're going to come out from that place to meet him. Your part. What is your part? Your part is this pursuit, this extravagant pursuit, this season of fasting, to fast, to pray, to be open, to repent. Fresh, new, renewed surrender, deeper places in him. That's how you come out to meet him so he can fulfill his heart's desire. See, the prodigal son had a father who looked longingly every day. And as soon as he saw the sun on the horizon, he ran to him. But there was a place where the sun had to come. He's not just going to drop it on you and drop it in you. He'll lure you. He'll get right next to you. But he says at some point you got to rise up. Come away from the place that you've been, no matter how good it's been. Remember Song of Solomon? Rise up, my beloved, and come away with me to a new place. So I want us to do this corporately. Of course, I'll talk about this on Sunday. We'll put some email things out. We'll remind everybody when I'm gone to Africa. That God has told us to be intentional. Not just personally, but congregationally. And so what I want us to do is to pray and add fasting to our prayer during this season of Lent, the whole 46 days. And we're going to be praying that we come, but not only you personally would come to this new place, to the new breakthrough in Him, to a new experience of all that He has for you. You know, to a new place where you're heavenly minded, where you become less earthly good. Actually, you become more earthly good the more heavenly minded you become. But so all the things we've been preaching about and talking about, we'll corporately now pray, okay, Lord, during Lent, this is a perfect season for us to pray for a corporate breakthrough. That we'll see people like Craig healed, Avery healed, Regina healed. Those people who are in our midst who thank God for the ones who've been healed, but what about the ones who haven't? Do we just sit around and wait for it? Remind ourselves about it on Sundays? God wants us to personally cry out, to personally get out of the boat and walk towards Him. Take the risk. If that's where He's at, out there, that's where we're going. It's an interesting thing. When we decide to get out of the boat, there may be others around you that think you're going too far, that you're too extreme, that you're too extravagant. Don't do it. You're going to sink. And He did. But He's also the only one who went to Jesus. He's the only one who walked on water. And so I want us to pray corporately that we'll see a corporate breakthrough. There's been this season of planting seed, 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 seed. After this breakthrough, there'll be many other breakthroughs. It doesn't end there. Again, that language in the Matthew 25 is perfect tense. There was this shout, and that shout continues every day. Behold the bridegroom. He has more. He has more. There's always the much more. But this place we've been crying out for, that He's been preparing us for, I want us to corporately do that, cry out for that. That we as a church will come to the new breakthrough, so we'll see a greater increase of the manifestation of the anointing. There will be see a higher level of people getting healed and set free. The other thing I want us to do is I want us to be praying for the city at large. I'm telling you, whether you see it yet, not personally, I see it all the time. I talk to people about it all the time. God's an amazing thing in this little place called Selma. And I want to see Selma also to come to a new breakthrough. But I want to see the churches in Selma to come in. So we're going to pray for the church, the body of Christ. I want us to specifically pray for places like Blue Jean, who are transitioning to get a new building. There's a lot of change going on. And you know what? There's still a new work. Now, you need to hear my heart. This is Christ the King's my home. I'm grateful for Christ the King. But Selma's my home. And I believe there's a parental anointing on this church. I want to see Blue Jean. I want to see Cross Point. I want to see Elkdale. I want to see Elwood. I want to see all those places grow. And if somehow we had to sacrifice so they could grow more, I'm not telling you to leave. God's going to take care of who we are. I just want to see His church grow. Don't you? To prosper. There is no competition. There's no rivalry. And if you have attitudes towards some of them, repent. This is Lent. It's a good time to do it. Somebody hurt you, offend you, well, get over it. You hurt and offend Him every day, and He gets over it. And therefore, that must be what Christ-likeness looks like. If they don't do some of the things that you would necessarily do or you want to go there, so what? Position yourself where God wants you to be and to grow, but bless the whole church and Selma. So I pick on Cross on Blue Jean some because there's a lot of cross-pollination between us. And they're a young work. And I remember being a young work. And there were some places that were strategic that I certainly could have stewarded a lot better. And I would like for them, this young child, it impacts people to not have that experience. for them to pass the test even better than I did. So I want us to help parent them in the Spirit for God's blessing and favor as they navigate the choppy waters of adolescence. And then add any other church to your prayer, we pray. You with me? I really want us to stand for, of course, if we do, for Regina, for others that God brings in our church for healing, for Father Craig's healing to come quickly, for Avery, who's been hit by so many weird things lately, and how that affects so many people, for others in our group, in our midst. We want to see a breakthrough. Now, there's just something powerful about when a community comes together, this community comes together, like in the upper room, crying out for the purposes of God. We can talk about this and play at this, but this is when the rubber meets the road, where we become big boys and big girls. So what I want us to do is we have a temporary pad back there. And it's got listed all the dates of the days left in Lent, all the way up through the 19th of April, because Easter's on the 20th. So there are 45 days left during Lent. And I want us to sign up like we used to. Put your name on a date. That's the day you'll fast. You'll do a liquid fast. Now, if you have your own discipline personally, what you're going to give up during Lent, like red meat or different things, those are great things to do. But there's a corporate thing I want us to do, and I want every day to be covered. And if you want to sign up for 10 days, if you want to sign up for 20 days, that's fine. Don't just go, okay, there's a name there, they don't need me. Sign up. Let's really become intentional. Let's not just talk about it. Let's actually do it. So there's going to be more of us here Sunday who will sign up too, but let's fill up that thing so that we have at least somebody every day during the next 45 days that are praying and crying out, Lord, help us. Because see what happens in fasting? It doesn't necessarily change God. God loves the sincerity and the desperation. What it does is changes us so that we know how to come out to meet Him. So as you fast and pray, God, do whatever is necessary in us, in Selma, in your churches in Selma, so that we can come into that place to where we can give a better, authentic representation of Jesus. You with me? It's not about changing God. He's already said, I'm here, behold the bridegroom. It's about God now change us, adjust us, bring us to be people. Some of the things we've talked about in the last months, people who are servants of all. Raise our level of faith to mustard seed. Do what's necessary, Lord. Deal with us any way we need to be dealt with. You with me? But let's fill up that paper so that we have somebody fasting every day, and maybe hopefully several somebodies fasting every day for those things that God has said we're to be intentional for. You know? And and then I'm going to give you a discipline. My hope is that in Africa I can figure out how to communicate through my iPad. I have troubles doing that here in America. And so it's going to be a miracle. So if I don't do it, then forgive me. When I get back, I'll start again. But I'll send out my devotionals, but I'm going to send out something to us. Now, if you're not getting them, then, you know, I don't know how to add things to my mail list. So I'll also probably post. I'd hear what I'll do. I'll post my daily As and Roars, then I'll post a little extra Lenten word. I'll send it to you and also put it there in case you're not on my mailing list. You can go to As and Roars and read the little Lenten word. It'll be a shorter word. And it'll be something about Isaiah 40, Isaiah 46, or Psalm 46. And I'll be encouraging you every day during these next 45 days to contemplate on the little thing I'm going to give you, just a little shot, just a little bullet, and run with it, and know the discipline of the next 45 days of consistently hanging out in the Word for a few minutes, asking God to speak to you through those Scriptures. Because it's about a 40-day fast, but it's really in a 46-day period. So Isaiah 40, Isaiah 46, or Psalm 46. I'm going to be sending something out every single day, a little brief thing. It's going to be like, what about this phrase? Consider this, so that you'll start considering it. It'll be a good way for you to have a practical Lenten discipline other than the fasting. And it's not just, if you don't sign up to fast, still be that part of your life and whatever it is you've given up for Lent, you're giving it up for Him. add these prayers that we've talked about, praying for us corporately for breakthrough, for the city for breakthrough, for the churches in breakthrough. And God just put on my heart about Blue Jean for their breakthrough, because we have a lot of cross-pollination again. That's sort of my Lenten pastoral directive to all of you. And let's just see what God will do. What he might do if we corporately, with one voice, are going after the same thing. Amen? If nothing else, he'll change you and change me. But I believe that he set us up for this season, this time, for such a time as this. Amen? Well, let's stand together and confess the creed.